Ghana's foreign policy. Ghana's foreign policy is rooted in principles of independence, non-alignment, African unity, and peaceful coexistence. Since gaining independence in 1957, Ghana has actively engaged in global diplomacy and established a foreign policy approach based on mutual respect, economic cooperation, and active participation in international organizations. Over the decades, Ghana's foreign policy has evolved to reflect shifts in global dynamics, regional priorities, and domestic interests, yet it has remained consistent in advocating for pan-Africanism, peace, and development. Key principles of Ghana's foreign policy. Ghana's foreign policy is guided by a set of core principles aimed at preserving national sovereignty, promoting development, and fostering regional stability. These principles include non-alignment. In the Cold War era, Ghana adopted a non-aligned stance, which meant not aligning with either the United States or the Soviet Union. This policy allowed Ghana to work with both Western and Eastern blocs, thereby maximizing opportunities for economic assistance and avoiding involvement in ideological conflicts. Ghana's first president, Kwame Nkrumah, was a prominent advocate of non-alignment, recognizing the importance of independence in shaping national policies, free from external influence. Pan-Africanism and African unity. Nkrumah's vision for Ghana's foreign policy was strongly rooted in Pan-Africanism. He believed that African nations should work together towards economic integration, political unity, and freedom from colonial powers. This principle led to Ghana's active role in forming the Organization of African Unity, which later evolved into the African Union. Ghana continues to advocate for African solidarity, union, unity, and integration, seeing itself as a pillar of stability and leadership on the continent. Peaceful coexistence. Ghana's foreign policy promotes peaceful coexistence and respect for other nations' sovereignty. Ghana emphasizes the importance of diplomacy, negotiation, and conflict resolution to maintain regional stability. It has consistently upheld principles of non-interference in the internal affairs of other states while engaging in peacekeeping missions to support conflict resolution and humanitarian efforts globally. Economic diplomacy. Economic development is a central component of Ghana's foreign policy, especially as the country has evolved from a newly independent state to a developing economy. Successive governments have focused on trade, investment, and partnerships to boost economic growth. In recent years, Ghana has prioritized creating a favorable environment for foreign investment, especially in key sectors such as energy mining and agriculture, with the goal of promoting sustainable development and reducing poverty. Multilateralism and engagement with international organizations. Ghana values multilateralism and actively participates in international organizations such as the United Nations, UN, African Union, AU, Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, and the Commonwealth. Through these platforms, Ghana addresses global challenges such as peace and security, climate change, and human rights, and contributes to regional and international development. Historical Evolution of Ghana's Foreign Policy. The Nkrumah Era, 1957-1966. Under President Kwame Nkrumah, Ghana's foreign policy was defined by a commitment to Pan-Africanism and anti-colonialism. Nkrumah envisioned Ghana as a leader in African liberation, supporting independence movements across the continent and advocating for a United States of Africa. Ghana offered refuge and resources to freedom fighters from African colonies and pursued alliances with other newly independent nations. Nkrumah also believed that Africa could only achieve real independence through unity and economic self-reliance. Post-Nkrumah period and military rule, 1966-1981. Following the overthrow of Nkrumah in 1966, Ghana's foreign policy shifted away from radical Pan-Africanism. Successive governments, including the military regimes, adopted a more pragmatic foreign policy that prioritized economic stability over ideological ambitions. Ghana maintained its support for African unity but took a more cautious approach to international relations, emphasizing relationships with Western nations and exploring foreign aid to address domestic economic challenges. Rawlings' era and emphasis on economic diplomacy, 1981-2000. Under Jerry John Rawlings, who ruled from 1981-2000, Ghana's foreign policy focused on economic reforms and international partnerships. Rawlings shifted towards economic diplomacy, promoting foreign investment and trade to revitalize the Ghanaian economy. Ghana also strengthened ties with ECOWAS and played an active role in regional peacekeeping efforts, particularly in Liberia and Sierra Leone. This era marked Ghana's increasing focus on regional security and economic integration in West Africa. Democratic period and modern foreign policy, 2000 to present. Since Ghana transitioned to a stable democratic system in the 1990s, its foreign policy has emphasized democratic governance, human rights, and sustainable development. Ghana has built a reputation as a stable and democratic state in Africa, making it an attractive partner for foreign investment and international cooperation. Under successive democratic governments, Ghana has continued to play a leading role in regional peacekeeping, particularly through ECOWAS, and has worked to attract foreign direct investment through favorable policies. Ghana's role in international organizations. Ghana is a proactive member of various international organizations, which allows it to address global and regional challenges. Through the United Nations, Ghana has contributed to global peace and security, and Ghanaian troops have been a prominent part of UN peacekeeping missions worldwide. Ghana's commitment to peacekeeping has bolstered its reputation as a peace-promoting nation. In ECOWAS, Ghana plays a leading role in regional integration, conflict resolution, and economic cooperation in West Africa. Ghana was instrumental in peacekeeping efforts in Liberia and Sierra Leone during their civil wars and continues to engage in ECOWAS-led initiatives to strengthen regional stability and economic integration. Contemporary challenges and future directions. Ghana's foreign policy faces contemporary challenges, including economic dependency, regional security threats, and the impact of global climate change. Additionally, Ghana's foreign policy must address the influence of powerful nations such as China and the United States, as these countries seek greater influence in Africa through investment and trade. Balancing relations with these powers while preserving national interests remains a key challenge. Future directions of Ghana's foreign policy will likely emphasize economic diplomacy, particularly in energy, technology, and sustainable development. As a growing oil-producing nation, Ghana seeks to leverage its resources responsibly to promote long-term economic growth. The country will continue to strengthen its role in ECOWAS and the AU, advocating for African unity, peace, and economic integration. In conclusion, Ghana's foreign policy reflects a commitment to independence, African unity, and peaceful coexistence, guided by principles rooted in Nkrumah's Pan-African vision and adapted over time to address new challenges. Ghana has established itself as a key player in African diplomacy and development. By promoting peace, economic growth, and international cooperation, Ghana aims to be a leader not only in Africa, but also in the global community. Through continued engagement with international organizations and a focus on sustainable development, Ghana is poised to further strengthen its influence on the global stage.